This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Guillard. Today I'm speaking with Miles Rowan. Miles, how are you?
I'm well, Henrik. Thank you for having me.
Miles, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I am director of digital asset management at Nickelodeon, specifically for non-broadcast assets. I generally say things that don't move. We don't deal with video assets. That's a whole separate can of worms.
How does a global organization use digital asset management?
The need for digital asset management at Nickelodeon grew out of a need to securely distribute digital assets to licensing partners, marketing partners, as well as internally to various departments around the world. So it grew out of that, and it's essentially they're organized by different properties or brands, and different people can access them.
Miles, what are the biggest challenges and successes with digital asset management?
One of the biggest challenges was user adoption in the early days, at least. There was a reluctance to use it. People liked having assets on their desktop or on their server, but over the years we've overcome that. I think also security has always been a challenge. We have a lot of different use cases for very robust security, very nimble security. Mm-hmm. So those are certainly challenges. And then as far as successes, while it was a challenge, I think user adoption is also a success because mm-hmm. we went from printing physical guides and mailing them around the world to ceasing essentially printing and no longer shipping guides around the world. Everything is purely digital. Mm-hmm. And I think getting people into a mindset of sharing assets because they can be securely shared has also been a success.
Great. And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think it's important to realize that I think DAM is really around us mm-hmm. at all times now, mm-hmm. whereas 10 years ago that may not have been the case, but now I think DAM is, if you're on iTunes or mm-hmm. Netflix or Amazon, mm-hmm. these are all examples of DAM that mm-hmm. I think aspiring people should be paying attention to because in a lot of cases they're doing DAM well.
Yes.
And I think that those types of systems will certainly influence non-consumer facing internal only DAM.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one. And then I'm also, obviously metadata mm-hmm. is key and consistency and mm-hmm. controlled vocabularies mm-hmm. and never underestimate the text view.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Miles.
Thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.